team. We're excited to go somewhere different, I guess. I mean, I went to the Sun Bowl with these guys in 2011 and then, you know, came back and we didn't go to a bowl and then went to Vegas back-to-back. So we get to go to California, go somewhere new, experience a new bowl game. So
you like playing a team like Indiana, who's maybe kind of, you know, different part of the country, different conference, not quite that familiarity?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun to play somebody who you don't really see a lot, don't really hear a lot about. I mean, the only thing I know about Indiana is their guard, I think it's like Dan Feeney or something, if I said his name right. But I know they have a great offensive guard, but don't really know much about him. But it'll be fun and be great to learn something new and learn something from the East Coast.
Bowl game preparation, you know, you get to practice, you get to grind, but what are some of the bowl festivities that we don't think about? Don't they have, like, eating competitions or,
yeah,
team versus team things?
They got a lot of team-oriented activities. I guess you do a lot of stuff with the other team, and, I mean, it's fun. It's fun to get out there, and I mean, if it's not like it was last year in the Vegas Bowl, how it was with us in BYU, then I think it'll be good and fun. But bowl activities are fun, and I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, it'll be good for me this year. I mean, I got a wife now, so I won't be a loner. That'll be nice.
When you've grown up through a program, what's the view from the top like right now? Are you starting to get a little nostalgic, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think back. Me and my wife talk about last time she went to a bowl game with me in 2011, she was just my girlfriend. Now we're married, and we've came a long way. This program's coming a long way, and it's heading in the right direction. So,
you, above all else, have emphasized family so many times this season. You know, just one more game with family. What are some thoughts about that?
That means a lot to me. I mean, we didn't get to go out the way that we had hoped. I know a lot of guys have sour taste in their mouth with how the season ended. But to be able to play with these guys and play with my brothers one last time, I mean, it hasn't really hit me hard yet that this is the last, you know, couple weeks that I have with them. But once you're able to find out you can play again, I think it's huge. I'm excited.
As you get set to leave this program, you've played for a coach who has had an incredibly long tenure with one university. What's Kyle's magic? What's the recipe for his success?
I think people think that respect the process is just a saying, but it's kind of like the rubric of how you, I guess, thrive in this program, how you, this program makes you who you really are. I mean, there's a lot of guys who come here and they don't understand that respecting the process and doing the things that, you know, he asks us to do, your position coach, strength coach has asked you to do, and to do those same things day in and day out. It's not easy. It's not easy at all by any means, but if you're able to do that and to grind and to respect that process year round, I mean, you can be something special here.
Now that you're kind of a couple weeks away from it, how are you feeling about the season and how it ended?
I mean, you don't want to end on the two losses. I mean, nobody would want to, but I mean, I got to play with my brothers. I got to play and experience 12 games with them, and it was great. No matter how the season went, it was a fun senior year. Again, we would want a lot of different things. You want things to go a different way, but just to be able to call these guys brothers and to be a part of this program, this university, I mean, that's priceless. So.